Finally, what is orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot.
Even for naked scientist levels, that is truly awful.
I genuinely love terrible jokes, but it seems that most people don't agree with me. So is there a way to make them seem funnier? Neuroscientists at University College London tried to see if terrible dad jokes could be made funnier by adding laughter to them. They played jokes with and without laughter to groups of autistic and neurotypical adults to see how they responded.
A key difference between the two groups is how they mentalise, that is, how they think about other people thinking, says Sophie Scott, author of this study. So you might expect a difference in how people respond to laughter as well. Ankita and Nirban spoke to Sophie to find out more.
What we did was we took a bunch of jokes and we deliberately set out to find like a really bad group of jokes because we wanted it to be possible for them to be funnier. And then we add laughter onto the jokes. And what we did was we used laughter that was either being produced by someone who's absolutely helplessly laughing. Or we have those same people laughing, but we've told them to laugh. So they're laughing to command. And that laughter is less intense. And then we gave them back to people and we asked people to rate the jokes again. And now all they're doing is listening to the joke, but now there's also laughter. And what we find is adding in any laugh makes the joke seem funnier. And then the more intense the laughter, the funnier it makes the joke. So what we're actually seeing is people are processing the laughter implicitly and it's influencing what they actually think of the joke.
So is this sort of why TV and radio use these laughter tracks in comedies to make people laugh more?
The original introduction of laughter tracks, which was for comedy on the radio, that was done because people at home didn't necessarily realise they were listening to something that was supposed to be funny. So they started using a live audience frequently. And of course, laughter normally happens, you know, in a group with other people. So it was a strong cue to people that this is comedy. What these data suggest is that this is not only telling you it's okay to laugh, it's also giving you a sense that the whole thing is just funnier.
So who did you ask these jokes to?
We asked them to two groups of people. So we either had neurotypical participants and we also had a group of adults with autism. And what we found actually was that the results were pretty much the same for both groups. So both the neurotypical and the autistic adults have the same influence of laughter. So the more intense the laughter is, the funnier it is making the joke. The only difference that we found is that the autistic adults rated all the jokes as funnier. So they are possibly being a bit more generous to the jokes than our neurotypical population were. The only thing that is worth bearing in mind, and Sarah White, a collaborator on this paper, she's pointed out that, first of all, our autistic adults they're high functioning, so we might be seeing an element of compensation here. And she's also found when you look at autistic adults performing mentalising tasks, which is classically something that children with autism really can struggle with, what she finds is that frequently they pass those tests. They perform, quotes, normally on those tests. But what she's found is if you scan those autistic adults, they are producing the same behaviour, but using different brain regions than the neurotypical population. So we might still be looking at compensation that's resting on different sort of neurobiology. So that's the next step for us. We're going to take this into the scanner and see if we can unpick whether or not the behaviour and the neurobiology of laughter is the same in the two groups, or if the behaviour is the same but the neurobiological bases still might be different.
So do we know much about the neurobiological basis of laughter at the moment?
What we have found is that you certainly get a lot of facial mirror activation when you're listening to laughter, which you might expect from a behavioural contagion. It's not confined to laughter. You also get it for positive emotions like cheering, but those are also still social emotions. You also get lots of activation associated with people trying to work out what the laughter means. You also get lots of auditory activation, particularly for spontaneous laughter, probably because you hear sounds you don't hear in any other context. So actually we can get a lot of different neural systems activated by laughter, and it will be interesting to see which of any or all of these are involved when the laughter is influencing how funny a joke sounds.
So what's the worst joke that you heard during the study?
I think the worst is, what day is the best day for cooking? Friday.
That is stressful.
I can only apologise.
Well, maybe if you add some canned laughter to that, it'll make our audience laugh.
Well, empirically, the data suggests that might be correct. It means it, certainly.
That was Sophie Scott from UCL talking about her study published in the journal Current Biology.